Okay, the question is, friends, is there a mitzvah to do tshuva? We're holding by the month of Elul. Month of Elul, we have to do a lot of tshuva. But who says? Why do we have to do tshuva? Is it considered a mitzvah? Are we commanded to do tshuva? Well, if we look a little further ahead from where we're holding in Sefer Dvarim, we come to Parshas Nitzavim. And the Torah tells us, you'll have the blessings and the curses which I've set before you will come about, and you shall return to Hashem, listen to His voice, everything I'm commanding you hayom today, you, your children, with all your hearts and souls. And then Hashem will return to you, bring you out of the Golos, bring you to the Holy Land, the Promised Land. And that goes on for quite a while, telling us that even if we were very scattered, Hashem's going to bring us in, and Hashem will put the curses on our enemies, I guess all those who persecuted us when we were in Golos, and that sounds all very, very good. Then the next verse. Next section in the Torah comes along and tells us, this mitzvah, which I'm commanding you today, is not far off from you. It is not distant. It's not in heaven. Who is going to go up to heaven to get it for us? To teach it to us, so we can do it. It's not on the other side of the ocean. To say, who's going to go to other side of the sea and get it for us, so we can learn and do it. Rather, no. It's very close to you indeed, in your heart and in your mouth to do so. What mitzvah is this when we say Kiya mitzvah hazos? This mitzvah, which is not far off, but rather very, very close in your heart and in your mouth. Well, Rashi tells us it is mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, what does it take? It just takes a little heart, a little commitment, and some actual saying, verbal involvement in the learning of the Torah. So that's very nice. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban tells us, no, look at the context of the entire parak over here. The section that we just had was a mitzvah of tshuva, and there will be all sorts of repercussions and rewards and developments. From the fact that we would do tshuva, saving us from Golos, etc. And therefore, that's the mitzvah that the Torah is telling us. The Ramban tells us, first he quotes Rashi's opinion, Matam ki ha-mitzvah zos al kol ha-Torah kula, but he says, V'hanachon ki al kol ha-Torah yomer, it would have said, kol ha-mitzvah asher nochim tzavchayim. All the mitzvahs that I'm commanding you today. It was referring to the Torah in general. But rather, about ha-mitzvah zos al ha-tshuva nizkeres. It's talking about tshuva, which was just mentioned. What it just said, return to Hashem in your heart. It said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us to do tshuva. And he tells us that, and indeed, there is a promise that this is going to come about. There is a promise that the Jewish people are ultimately going to do tshuva. Rabbi mentions this also in Hilchos Tshuva. And that is going to result in our salvation from the Golos. Ah, so what does it mean? What does it mean? It's in your heart and mouth to do. That they should state explicitly with their mouth. They should articulate the vidui, the apology, the confessional to Hashem. And they will accept upon themselves to do the Torah as was mentioned. So the Ramban tells us, no, this mitzvah is really a mitzvah of tshuva. There is a mitzvah to do tshuva, according to the Ramban. The Torah is stating it explicitly. It is a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Ramban, to do tshuva. Okay, what about l'halacha? So the Ramban, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us, Kol mitzvah sheva Torah, where all the mitzvahs in the Torah, bein aseh, bein los aseh, yim avar adam al achas mehem, bein mizadah, bein mishkagah. Any of their person does, whether it is on purpose or by mistake. Because she asks that tshuva, when he does tshuva, he doesn't say if he wants to do tshuva, but he says when, if he'll do tshuva, which implies he's referring to the promise, like the Ramban said, the Klai Yisrael will do tshuva. So when a person does tshuva, and he will return from his sin, chayv lehisvados, He is obligated to do what? He doesn't say to do tshuva, but rather he says to his vados to make a confessional before Hashem. Shneimar is the post says ish oisha kiyasu. If he does any of the averos, his vados chatasam asher asu zeh vidui dvarim. This is a reference to vidui dvarim. It's a mitzvah to state and articulate our averos and apologize for Hashem. Vidui zeh mitzvah sasei. Okay, and then Rambam goes into how do we do it? What is it that we're supposed to say? On Hashem chatasei visum shati, etc. So the Rambam seemingly, almost glaringly, does not state that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. It says rather that there's a mitzvah to say vidui. So what? Why does he do that? Why does he say that there's a mitzvah to say vidui? Why doesn't he say that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva? We know that vidui is a step of tshuva, right? Tshuva is defined as charata, vidui, and kabbalah ala asir. The person has to regret, have charata, regret the sin that they did, and then apologize for it by saying vidui, by confessing over it, and then Kabbalah Asid has to accept upon themselves for the future not to do that avera. So if that's the case, so tshuva is a greater process than simply stating one's vidui. So why does he say that the chiyuv is to say vidui and not to actually do a full tshuva? So this is a question on the Rambam. The Rambam, the question really pretty much repeats itself. If you look at the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, Mitzvah Sei Ayin Gimel, He shetzivano lehisvados al hachatoim ha'avonos shechatanu lefnei hakel yisale. This is a mitzvah that we were commanded to do what? Loshu? No, he says lehisvados, again, to say vidui on the sins that we've done. V'leimor osam im ha'tshuva. And to say them, he says, with the tshuva, nezeu ha'vidui. And now what does that mean? It means, he says straight out again, V'kamonaso shiyomer an Hashem chatas yavis p'shati basis sikach v'kach, to state out and articulate the averus. So clearly, the Rambam holds by something called tshuva because he says it's a mitzvah lemor asam im hatshuva, right? Vidui is not the complete definition of tshuva, but rather it's a section of it. And yet that is the mitzvah, not the entire tshuva. Why does the Rambam seem to hold back from defining tshuva itself, the broader process, as a mitzvah? Well, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach Daled, he writes as follows. He tells us, "Im avar kishiyas atshuva v'shuv mechatoso chay lezvados." He is quoting here the Rambam. Vidui zeh mitzvah sasei, like we said before. Avur bedvaro, he explains, "The ein atshuva mitzvah sasei." The tshuva itself is not a mitzvah sasei. Tolo kosov mitzvah sasei sheyas atshuva. Right? The Rambam never said it. Rak im bo lasos mitzvah sasei sheyizvad lebefiv. Rather, if he's going to be mekayim a mitzvah sasei, that would entail being Mizvada saying vidui. V'chein nireh meloshen rabba mechavir. So too, it appears in the language of the Sefer Chinuch as well. In Cain, in lo asa tshuva, in lo onesh klal, al ma shelo asa tshuva, rak al ha'aveira shavar. So, according to Minchas Chinuch, it seems to be saying that there's no real mitzvah to do tshuva, but rather, if a person wants to do tshuva, they could. So why would the Rambam not count tshuva as a mitzvah? Because it's a completely voluntary thing. You could do tshuva if you want to. You don't have to do tshuva if you don't want to. There's no punishment if you don't do tshuva. It's simply up to your volition. And Mefarshim explained that you see that this must be shot in the Rambam as well, since that's a similar way that he writes about the mitzvah of gerushin. Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Reish Chaf Beis, Mitzvah Sasei, He Shetzivanu Legarish Bishtar Al Koponin Keshe Nirtze Legarish. Right? That if a person wants to get divorced, so then they have a mitzvah to get divorced with the get. However, there's obviously no mitzvah to get divorced, but rather, if that's what they want. So some want to say that is what the Rambam means right here. However, he doesn't use that same Lashon in the Sefer Mitzvos, Kishenirtze Lagarish, he doesn't use that by tshuva, by saying Kishenirtze Lasos Tshuva. So there are those who say, maybe this is not exactly pshat in the Rambam. So we go to another source. Another possible teretz for the Rambam is the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma tells us in Dvarim, Paraglam Balef, he says, I don't understand how tshuva could be considered a mitzvah. He says, "Hello, below a mitzvah. Mitzvah v'yomei l'vli lav or a mitzvah sashem isparach. What? Because he went and did the Avera, another time, so it becomes mutter then? Of course not. It's a play on Ravuna's opinion, Ravuna's statement in Sechas Kedushin. That once a person does an Avera and repeats it, so it's like it's mutter to him. But the Meshech Chachma is using that phrase, tongue in cheek, and saying, but not actually mutter to him. So what do you mean? What happened to the Avera itself? So he explains, no, that it's not like that initial sin disappeared. Rather, the same Avera that was a tzibui for him before he sinned is still a chiyuv on him after he sinned, which means to say that the directive or the impetus, the stimulus for his tshuva is not necessarily an external mitzvah called tshuva, but rather it is the very mitzvah that he was initially commanded in that he broke. And therefore, tshuva, he says, is not necessarily a mitzvah. The Rambam therefore doesn't count it as a mitzvah because it just goes into the general chiyuv of a person to live up to his chiyuv mitzvahs. And he says, this is evident from the Lashon of the Rambam, as we quoted before, Kishayasa tshuva v'yashem minchato, chayles v'ados, sh'nemar av. But tshuva itself is not a mitzvah. Because again, that is only true that it's a mitzvah if you're commanded in something explicit. The explicit commandments over here are the averus themselves. So this sounds very good. However, Farshim asks a kasha on this pshat in the Rambam, based on a famous Gemara in the Sefer Kedushin. The Gemara tells us, Nachman Tess on the base, that if a person is Mekadesh Hatzanai, he marries a woman on condition, then we know that that works. He can say, I'll marry you on condition that you give me $200. He gives her the ring, and she gives him $200, they're married. So let's say he says to her, you're married to me on condition that I am a Tzaddik Gomer. Okay, so what's the din? Says the Gemara, a few Rasha Gomer, even if he's a complete Rasha, Mikudeshes, the Mikudeshin takes effect. Why? Shema hear her tshuva b'dayta, because maybe he did tshuva in his mind, in his heart. Maybe he was thinking about becoming a better person. And since he was thinking about that, therefore, that tshuva happens right away. If that's the case, so then how does that work? Because what about the vidui? The vidui didn't happen in the middle of this proposal. So how could it be, like the Meshech Chochma is telling us, that tshuva is not really a mitzvah, but rather it's the vidui itself? If that's the case, so then there would need to be some sort of hefsek, in the tshuva process that he could say a vidui. That didn't happen in this proposal case. So instead, we have a different approach. Rav Asher Weiss Shlita suggests in his Minchas Asher that is based on the pasuk that we see by Yom Kippur. On this day, yechaper lechem, it will atone for you. It means it will absolve all of your avos. To purify you from all of your sins before Hashem. So, what does that mean? It means there's two stages. There is something called kapara, and there's something called tahara. Kapara means that your avos are wiped out. We have a list of avos. I did X, Y, Z. Chatasi, Avi, Shati. We listed all of our avos, and Yom Kippur affects a tshuva. It affects a kapara. However, it doesn't necessarily affect a tahara. Tahara is a whole other stage, a stage of complete purging of the Avera mentality. And that is something which goes beyond simply purging a list, erasing a list of Averas that a person did. And that is why the Rambam does not list tshuva as a mitzvah, because tshuva really is different than vidui. Vidui is something that can address the particular meisim that a person did, particular lists of Averas that they need to atone for, and that vidui can affect kapara. However, tahara, something which is totally balev, something which, as it says, lefnei Hashem titaro, that a person has to feel that they are actually before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that requires a certain mental energy, a certain focus and intention towards purifying your heart, and that is what the Rambam is referring to as tshuva. That cannot be legislated. That is not something that the Rambam can list, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh us to attain purity, to attain tahara. Rather, that is something that we have to strive for. A chelek of that process is the kapara process of vidui. And therefore, vidui is a section of tshuva, as the Rambam said. However, true tahara is something that a person must strive for with a complete heart, as the pasuk says, as we said all the way at the beginning, v'shavta l'shem kefa, shamat kolo, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, which we zocher this season of the Yom Narayim, this Elul, and the incoming Rosh Hashanah, so it's Yom Tshuva and Yom Kippur, to attain not only a kapara, but tahara as well, to truly purge ourselves from not only our maisim, but our machshavas that are holding us back from fulfilling our potential in Avodas Hashem. Wishing everyone a tzivah chesim tova and a good rest of your day.